In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
The Boston Bruins have fired another head coach, and we will talk about that with Mike Milbury coming up in about an hour at 8:20. Oh, by the way, just a quick heads up for Friday. Pudge's Pals back on Friday, Curtis. And a dog from Buddy Dog in Sudbury coming in
that
on Friday?
That is correct. Michael from Buddy Dog in Sudbury is coming in. I don't have the dog info yet. He's getting that to me today.
Excellent. All right. We are hoping that you might be able to find a furry friend, a forever home, and adopt our visitor on Friday morning. So that will happen at 9 on this show on Friday. And right now, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Chime, you got your eyes on the text line by any chance? Subaru of New England text line.
Which always,
is,
Greg.
37937. As is always the case on this show, a variety of opinions.
The duality of man.
The polar opposite of opinions on everything that happens on this radio program every day. Like the 978 text that says, great cover.
Exclamation point.
And then the 617 text that says, gross, please make it stop. So
that is, yep.
It is.
Spot on.
Some suggest that covering a band like Led Zeppelin is an affront to all society, and it should never occur.
Speaking of polar, you were in that part of the world with the old boss man.
Yeah, Ken and I went out to Wachusett Mountain yesterday.
All right.
It's my childhood.
Choo-choo.
I don't know if I should reveal why or not, but
did you go to my rehab facility?
I did. We drove by that place.
Oh, that's not. It's a different one, but that's right around there.
But there is a snow. The season of snow is coming.
It is.
But anyway, Ken had never had polar orange dry, which I would argue is the single greatest, arguably the greatest soda ever created by mankind.
What is the dry aspect?
It's
Ken.
It's the Ken's humor. It's the flavor of it. It's like not a like an overwhelming orange soda. It's like a hint of orange. It's arguably the best soda of all time.
I've never had it.
I did make an exception to my no soda rule.
Uh-huh.
You know, the only vice I've ever been able to get rid of in my entire life has been soda. Right. But I did sample one with Ken yesterday. But we had a blast.
Okay.
Do
you consider polar seltzer soda, though?
Yeah, I'm with you.
No, seltzer is not.
Right.
But that's a soda.
Right.
My darling. The orange dry is a soda.
Oh. Polar makes soda and seltzer.
Okay.
I don't want to. Yeah, huh? We're moving fast around here. But
yes. Okay. So it's not a seltzer water.
No, they make all kinds of sodas out there.
I never knew that.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
The more you know.
Imagine if you hadn't been doing this show, you would have never learned that.
Yeah, I got to try it.
Well, it's diet too, so zero calories.
There's diet and there's the regular.
Mm-hmm. It's like yesterday. Yes. I learned about tartan. I never would have known that.
Yep.
And honestly, Curtis, you know this, but nothing is, I would say nothing is more exciting than an hour and a half ride in a vehicle with Ken Laird.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I would put ahead of that is an MRI.
It really is a lot of fun.
Are you making the trip down to New Jersey with Ken?
No.
Did you work that out
yesterday? Dreading that.
Mm.
I
feel bad for you, big
everybody
dog.
I brought that up on the show the other day. I'm delighted. I love Thanksgiving, and so I'm delighted that we're going somewhere different, going to the Jersey Shore. I've never been there. But I got to do the show Wednesday.
Mm.
How? It's going to take me weeks to drive to New Jersey.
Such a horrible drive.
On the Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
Ugh.
Are you planning on leaving directly after the show?
I don't know what the best thing to do is because you get into, like, everybody else leaves early on Wednesday. Got to go through New York. No way to avoid New York.
Oh, why don't you just do Thanksgiving morning?
The George Washington Bridge. I guess,
Tappan Zee.
So wait, I could get up early. I guess I could get up early on Thanksgiving morning and drive down.
Or leave at like 6.
6 what? P.M.?
6 yeah. P.M.?
No, I think
no,
that's...
Wednesday night? No.
Oh, you'll
no.
be fine.
No,
by
no,
then.
No, I think 6 p.m., that's what everyone's going to do, and that's going to be worse than leaving at, like, 10.
And then,
10.
Like, stupid New York and Connecticut, they always have, like, road work on a lot of those highways out there, so it goes from, like, 3 lanes to 2 lanes or 2 lanes to 1 lane.
It's an
has the best way to do it, 6 a.m.
It's going to be a cluster F of epic proportions.
Can you fly?
But that's going to be the same, isn't it? Like,
no, I'm flying Wednesday at 4.
You have the same nightmare, though, at the airport. There's 8 billion people at the airport.
TSA pre, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where would you fly? Where do you fly into the Jersey Shore? Like, what airport?
Hell.
No, would probably do LaGuardia.
And how,
but or JFK.
But how long's the drive from...
Like 30 or 40 minutes. It's not bad.
Oh, the drive's only 30, 40 minutes
from... Yeah, one of them.
From LaGuardia?
You can fly to Atlantic City. So I could do that.
But how long is the drive from Atlantic City to Jersey Shore?
It's a nightmare. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Let's get to They Said It. Where do you want to start this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, as you've teased this morning, Tuukka Rask had some comments on the Spittin' Chiclets podcast about comments that happened to be made on this very radio station by one Greg Hill. In regards to the firing of Jim Montgomery and who may replace him, here was Tuukka Rask.
Is Patrice coming back out of retirement?
You know what I heard? I don't know if Witt heard in Boston, but the radio station said last week the Monty's going to get fired and Bergie's going to be the coach.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So that's where we're at. I think, yeah. So I told him that.
That's like a Chiclets take.
I mean, dude, are these people for real? Like, what the f***?
Well, we
so
are
I told
those
him
people.
That Friday, he started laughing. He's like, yeah.
Yeah. He should have name dropped us, though. That would have been classic.
Yeah. Biz said it's a Chiclets take. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that is a Chiclets take.
And
there's nothing wrong with that.
He said they are those people.
Yep.
And this was probably also very much recorded before Monty got fired.
Nah.
So technically the first part happened. You were half right at the very least.
You were spot on. That is cool. Yeah. Shout out to the Chiclets. Next time, Tuukka, give us a little credit.
Yeah. Right.
And I got to say, I love the fact that now we know for a 100% certainty, Tuukka Rask, P1 listener of the program.
Big listener.
Hello, Tuukka. Yeah.
And he's up early in the morning for the leads, no less.
Yeah.
Tuukka.
Do you think Tuukka knows there's more than one radio station?
I don't know. I have no idea.
But no, he loves Greg that much.
But he was just saying we are the radio station.
Right.
But Greg did have the Patrice Bergeron as the coach.
I'm telling you, it's not dumb.
Yeah, it's like, kind of dumb. It's a guy that said, let's blame the coach, and then I'll come in and be the coach.
Well, they're going to have to hire somebody next year.
Yeah, they are.
So is that the Bergie?
I no disrespect to Joe Sacco. Great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Great place.
Excellent guy. He used to, for years, was participant in the WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. Phenomenal guy. But he's been here for 10 years.
Right.
Like, I mean, isn't he a part of every... If you're Don Sweeney and Cam Neely and you have an issue with the coaching, that's the wool you're trying to pull over our eyes, isn't he a part of the problem?
Well, unless he does things differently like Mayo does. Even though he was on the bill for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, unless he has his own thought process. But I don't think
so. He's saying that Joe was having private meetings with Charlie Jacobs when he was supposed to be out on the field coaching like Gerard Mayo?
Yes,
is that what you're saying?
He could have been. He could have been.
Maybe.
But they're going to have to do something, right? And so unless he just has an unbelievable run, do they hire him?
What, Curtis?
Angry Principal Dave is just so perfect.
Why, what's he saying?
He says, how about he can listen to the replay as well, Greg?
Well, maybe that's what... Maybe that's true. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe
you got us, Dave.
Maybe he went back on the Odyssey app and listened to the replay, or maybe... Maybe Tuukka's not a morning guy. I mean, I don't know.
Listen to the show anytime, anywhere with the Odyssey app.
I mean, if you're streaming... the show at WEEI.com, you can rewind
right.
if you miss something.
But maybe he's a Twitcher.
Maybe he is a Twitcher.
Or he's in that YouTube chat.
Yeah, I bet he's a morning guy, though.
I hated Renee Rubin, the worst principal at Dover Elementary. I was in her office all the time. But I thank God every day I did not have Dave as a principal. God, what a turd box.
How about Tuca jumping into the media world, huh?
I know.
He's got the Manning show. The Manning cast for hockey.
Well, he also has one of the best jobs in sports, which I'm surprised you don't have.
I wish I did.
He is an ambassador.
Yes.
So he goes, he gets paid to go to the games and walk around the suites and have a couple chicken wings and a beer with everybody.
That's Would you be good at that?
The only problem is there's one guy who already does it, Andre Tippett, and then there's Wiggy.
Yeah.
I mean, which one holds more weight when you think of pages? One guy's a Hall of Famer.
Wait, did Wiggy say Rask is jumping into the media world? Didn't he ghost us like three times?
No, no, but
he did ghost us dramatically a couple times.
But now he's doing the Manning cast. He's obviously, you know, seems like he's on with the Spit and Chicklet guys.
Yeah.
Something that he's going to constantly do. He's doing a good job. You said, Courtney, I haven't watched
their
version of it with Bergie, Razor, and him. But maybe he likes it. And then he drops a little F-bomb. He seems like he's got a cool little personality.
What's next, Chime?
Next, so one of the things Wiggy has talked about is the idea of Deion and Shedeur Sanders going to a team in the NFL, while Michael Irvin seems pretty confident that he knows that one team would definitely be interested. Here was Michael Irvin yesterday.
You do believe that if Shedeur went to the Cowboys, Deion would accept the job?
I believe 100%. And I can tell you, good sources have told me that. Great sources have told me that. That's all I can say like that without violating anything else.
And him and Deion and boys.
Well, weren't they all hanging out like over this very past weekend? I think he was.
I think
he was with the both of them, Jerry Jones and Deion Sanders.
All right.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Deion has done a good job in Colorado. You can't take that away from him. He did a great job at Jackson State turning that program around. Shador's going to be a high pick. The problem is, Dallas
just
is going to
have Dak Prescott. Kind of guaranteed
That's the only problem. Then you're going to have to trade Dak Prescott,
right?
Which I think you'll probably find some teams that would take Dak Prescott. Dallas will be up there high enough potentially to be in the top five. Or, you know, where they might have to move up to number one. So it's something that you, Greg, just like the Spittin' Chicklets and the Bergie coaching and Monty out, you were on the Shedeur and Deion package before anybody else.
I think I did suggest that quite some time ago.
You did.
On this radio show. All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Adam Schefter was on with Pat McAfee and talked about the amount of coaching changes that could be happening in the NFL this offseason, which may open a spot up for Bill Belichick, Here was Schefter with Pat McAfee.
5-22 told you that last year was going to be a heavy year. And it was heavy, but it was not as heavy as it could have been because there were certain franchises that decided to stick by their coach and not make a change. Like, we wondered last year if Chicago would do anything, and Chicago didn't. So there are obvious holdovers that didn't get changed out at the end of last season. When I look ahead into this season, there will be no less than 7, and I would say the realistic range is 7-9, and it's probably closer to the over than the under. And if it came in over 9, that wouldn't be the most shocking thing either. But I think 7-9 is realistic, probably 8 or 9.
Wow. So definitely Doug Peterson. Brian Daboll?
Probably.
So there's 3 right now for sure. Chicago, Jets, New Orleans, right?
Well, Chicago hasn't been fired yet.
Oh, they didn't fire him? They fired the
offensive coordinator.
Eberflus is still there. They fired Shane Waldron. It's just the Saints and the Jets.
All right, so just the Saints and the Jets. You're saying Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Chicago?
New York?
Giants?
Raiders?
Ooh, you're saying Giants, Raiders,
Ooh, Giants and Raiders, yep.
All right. Ooh, that's a good one.
Do you think the Cowboys?
Yep.
Cowboys.
Ooh, yeah. Cowboys is
Stefanski's on the hot seat in Cleveland?
Ooh, that's a good one, too. Bill goes back to Cleveland.
Well, I was going
to
say, listen, if Bill wants a job, there's 7 or 9 of them available, he gets one of those, right?
Because there's a couple wild cards out there. I know Boomer doesn't believe it, but I think the coach at Cincinnati potentially could be on the hot seat. Another guy who I sneaky could be on the hot seat, maybe he gets away, he gets a one more pass because of the injury, Mike McDaniel in Miami.
What about Harbaugh? That was rumored this past weekend. They could be tiring him in Baltimore.
Especially if they flame out early in the playoffs this year.
And if that Baltimore job gets open, that is Belichick's dream.
That's a good one. That'd be a good landing spot for Bill.
All right, Chime, that is They Said It. Thank you very much. We're going to talk with Mike Milbury about the Jim Montgomery firing coming up in about a half an hour at 8:20. And Courtney has today's news coming up next.